News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Louise Lennox, chef and children's fussy eating expert. Are you getting the barbecue out? It's going to be, I think, 23 degrees later today.
I think I'm going to have to be getting rid of all the rust from last year. It's under a black sack and I haven't peeked at it since last year. And I really hope I cleaned it before I put it away, because that is going to be my pain sore before I start cooking. But yes, I'm getting it out this weekend. I'm very excited.
What are your favourite meals to cook on a barbecue?
I am a carnivore, so anything that's got meat on it. But when I cook meals, my mum had this like famous secret sauce. So for me, it's childhood memories. I was making it this morning. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm 8 years old back in my mother's kitchen with the smell of this barbecue sauce. So I always start with the marinade and the sauces, because a lot of people think a lot about, you know, what are we going to barbecue on the barbecue? And then it ends up being either burnt or very dry. So by putting a little bit of science behind the food to begin with is normally a kind of a short way of making sure that it is delicious and juicy.
Is the barbecue sauce, is that an absolute secret, or can you give us an idea?
No, my mum's like an open book. She calls it a secret sauce. So years ago when her friends would be over going, that's amazing, mum would be like, well, you know, who made it? But I asked her last night, I said, can I give the sauce away? And she's like, oh my goodness, yes. And every year when the sun would come out, I would never remember it. So a few years ago, you know, remember, did your parents ever do the handwritten recipe books from long years?
Yeah.
So she has that, and I put it in a frame because I knew I wouldn't lose it. So it's in a pink frame in my home, in my kitchen, and it's like covered in spills and splashes from when she made it. And I love it because it's that history part of childhood that I keep it. Yeah. So like a big part of her secret recipe was she puts pineapple in it, because pineapple has an enzyme in it called bromelain, and that actually naturally breaks down collagen that's in meat. So not only adds in flavor, but actually is a natural tenderizer. And then also Worcestershire sauce, that's packed with umami. And it's the fifth taste that we have. And a lot of people.
I love Worcestershire sauce. I'm just never quite sure how to pronounce it.
Do you know what? I'm dyslexic, so I can pronounce, but I can't spell it. And even now, I've just spell checked the thing. But the good thing about this is it adds so much flavor to everything. And a few dashes makes all the difference. So those were her two key secret ingredients in her sauce. And then she packs loads of garlic. I toned down the garlic because, you know, some people are really scared they're going to smell or taste the garlic for the next, 4 days. It makes everything taste good.
What other tips do you have for people who are getting out the barbecue today?
A great tip is when you're cooking your meat on it, actually put a little bit of oil on the meat and as well as the barbecue. And people might put in some fresh herbs, douse them in some oil. If you put them directly on, they're just going to burn and they're not going to taste great. And by putting them in some oil, you actually allow then the oils to come out. And this was I was brutal at barbecuing. So my dad used to always barbecue. I think they were the first people in Ireland, and I'm not joking on this one, to have a barbecue. They went to Canada in the 60s, never heard or saw a barbecue in their lives, became like barbecue people. They used to barbecue. They used to call them the crazy Irish. They used to barbecue on their balcony in Calgary in Canada. And then they came back here and you couldn't get charcoal. So my granddad used to make charcoal for them in the 60s. So my dad always had this lighting. So then when I moved out, I went, I'm amazing at barbecuing. My food was delicious, but I couldn't light the thing. So don't cook it over the flame. If you've a charcoal one, let the flames die down and basically go white. If you've a gas one, I mean, it's very easier to cook on gas, but just don't cook it over the direct flame. It's going to burn. And then the meat on the outside is going to look like it's cooked and can be raw on the inside.
Which is always a slight worry with barbecues. I have to say the best thing I have bought in the last 2 years is a food thermometer.
I was actually going to predict you're going to say that, Shane, because it takes the guesswork out and then you know you're not going to give yourself food poisoning.
Because chicken on a barbecue is always, you're always concerned about it, and chicken in particular. And burgers as well.
Burgers, chicken, anything with pork as well. If you are using your thermometer, make sure it's 75 degrees at the thickest parts, normally the middle. If you don't have one, just cut it open. Make sure it's steaming, piping hot, obviously no pink bits if it is pork or chicken or a burger. And then the juices run clear. But the probes take the guesswork out of it, and they're really cheap to get nowadays. And they do last for a very, very long time. And then the other thing is, I always love having lots of sides. So I like to cook things that are quick, but if you are going to cater for a load of people, I actually would pre-cook off, say, if it was like chicken thighs in the oven, and then I'd put the barbecue sauce over it and finish it on the barbecue, because it just speeds up all that kind of prep work and waiting.
Well, listen, Louise, enjoy. I hope your barbecue isn't too grubby when you do get it out today. But thanks indeed for it. Oh, sorry, I should have asked. Very quick question. Gas or charcoal?
Oh, I'm a charcoal person, okay. 100%. And if anyone's my barbecue recipe that my mum did, I just put up on Instagram this morning.
Okay.
Because I know everyone's going to want a go-to recipe.
Excellent.
And happy barbecuing.
Thank you. Louise Lennox, chef and children's fussy eating expert. Thank you for talking
this
to me.
This is putting me
breakfast.
In good mood.
It is. It's making me hungry though as well.
Yeah. There's nothing I like more than a load of meat and a load of lovely side salad-y things. It's just the yummiest thing to eat.
Your problem with barbecues? You eat way more than you normally do.
Oh, I know. You eat about four dinners, don't you? Totally. You go, I'll just have a sausage and a burger and a chicken and a whatever. And suddenly you've had like rakes. But look at, for the 2 days a year that we can do it, let's just enjoy it and not worry too much about that. Now, let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.